A Bethany mom on the phone now to explain why the Bethany First Select woman should resign immediately. Amy Lestinsky. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. Was your daughter affected by this story?
Yes, my daughter is victim number 5, where the defendant sexually abused her in our home as he was our babysitter. He was a friend of our family.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Jeez. So run us through this.
So my daughter came to me last May in 2024 to tell me what had occurred. Within a day or two after I processed it, as it was ironically Mother's Day weekend, I went to the Connecticut State Police here in our town. We do not have a municipal police department, and I filed a complaint against him and requested to have them do whatever was necessary. I wanted to see him arrested, and then did my own due diligence to poke around asking people if they knew of anything. I'm also on the Bethany Board of Education. I used to work part-time in our town hall. I'm active in other items in town, so I know people. And concluded on my own that in December of 2022, the original allegations were made against him by victim number 1. And that our First Select woman was aware of the situation, but yet did nothing to notify the community, did nothing to immediately remove him from the position he was in as a park and rec counselor.
Is there any proof that she knew? Was there communications or there was a complaint filed?
So when I learned last year, it was all information being told to me firsthand. And I pursued for all this time saying that she knew and she did nothing. She failed our community. And now this report that has come out by the firm that our town hired to do the independent investigation, it states in black and white that they have proof that she knew in conversations with her. She contradicted herself. She rightly had knowledge and did nothing. I mean, we're the constituents that put her in that seat, and she's not looking out for our best interest. So this report just shows that I was right. Many of us in town that have been saying this for a while were right. And she's failed us, the entire community. She has failed us, and she really needs to step down. This town cannot begin to heal in any form with her still at the helm.
She knew after victim 1, or how many victims was this guy in when she found out?
She knew after victim 1. She stated, and it was put in the report, that these allegations against him will ruin him. So she clearly was only concerned about his well-being and not about anybody else.
And he's a family friend of hers, right?
Yes, he is. Correct.
Okay.
Boy.
Wow. This seems criminal. This seems beyond negligent. It seems criminal.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, you would have how many victims in all?
There are 5 total that came forward. He was arrested on the charges for victim 1 in May of 2024 and then turned himself in on the warrants for victims 2, 3, 4, and 5 in the end of June of 2024. As to whether or not there are more that have not come forward, I do not know, but there are 5 certain.
Wow. And then she was called out in terms of her friendship with this guy, right? And someone said something about her going on vacation with him, and she said she didn't, and then there was proof.
Yes. So she, her family and extended family were on vacation with him, his family, in the summer of 2022 and the summer of 2023. And somewhere
in the summer of 2023, did she know the allegations?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
she went on vacation with him.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And
Jeez.
Somewhere on Facebook, there surfaced a photo, like a large group photo, which many people do. They all had matching shirts. And at a town meeting last summer, I mean, when this hit the town, it was, you know, it exploded. Many, many people were angry and upset. Somebody questioned, you know, you went on vacation with him and you knew. How could you do this? And the answer she gave was, well, we just happened to be at the same place at the same time. And someone else stood up and said, but you all had on matching T-shirts. Like, how is that possible? And in the report, if you have a chance to read that report, they have text message proof between her and the defendant's mother discussing T-shirts and planned meals. I mean, it's so disheartening to think that, you know, you want to be right, but, you know, we were right. And it kind of hits really hard to home that she did us so wrong.
Man, this is, she's a blatant liar, but also to turn your back on an allegation of sexual misconduct, and then it turns out there's four more victims after that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all for towns running their own business, but I'm surprised the state doesn't just, you know, step in here and say, wait a minute, right. You got to step aside or something. What's next? How do you, you know, she's not resigning, right? I saw last week, she was like, no.
Yeah, as of right now, I have not heard that she has any resignation occurring. As far as I understand, to my knowledge, I can only look into so many things because I can't fight everyone's fight, and there's so many pieces to the puzzle. But there's nothing in the state of Connecticut that provides a town, whether it's a first elect woman, man, or a mayor, to be removed. Although I do believe criminal items would definitely fall under the exception to the rule. So there's nothing that I know of that we can do as a town to get rid of her. I think if we had something, we would have tried to do it already.
Unbelievable.
But our senator for our district, Senator George Cabrera, has already called that she should resign. Our House Representative Leslie Zepkus for our district has called for his resignation. The Democratic Town Committee has called that she should resign. And yesterday, a letter was posted on the Republican Town Committee's page calling for her resignation. There's no support, you know, from that you would have support as someone who's running a town from your local district leaders and the people within the town. So it just boggles my mind and the mind of so many other residents that she's still in this position and thinks that it's okay. Nobody wants to be in a town being run by someone of this caliber. There's no morals. There's no integrity. You know, you need to resign and step down. That is the right thing to do at this point.
Is anyone planning to sue her civilly? This sounds like a civil lawsuit to me.
Not that I'm aware of yet, but I would imagine with this report having come out, that is definitely an option.
What do you plan to do? I mean, your daughter was victim five. She clearly would not have been a victim if this first select woman did the right thing.
Correct. I do feel that there's going to be something that comes down the pike at some point, but having this report just come out days ago, and, you know, it's 229 pages, although the crux of the report of what was put together is really about 30 pages. I read the entire thing. It solidifies what I said. I have yet to, like, speak with any counsel that I have about what the next steps are. I'm just trying to process it. And we're getting ready for our annual town budget meeting tonight, which is literally about our budget only. But I have a feeling people are going to be showing up wanting to discuss more. So it's a lot going on in a short amount of time.
How did you meet this guy to where he came into your house as a trusted babysitter?
I was friends with his mother, having met her at our elementary school when we both were on our PTO volunteering, and just got to know her over the years. Then my children at some point did attend the Bethany Parks and Rec camp program. So, and he was a counselor. And at some point, conversation came up with his mom. I needed a babysitter. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know anybody in town that could help. And she had said that he has done babysitting for other people. And I knew him through the camp program. All the kids liked him. So I said, okay, well, I'll ask him. I got his number, and hence he became our babysitter. I mean, we were friends enough with his family that when he graduated college with his brother and sister, we were at their home for their college graduation party. Wow. So it wasn't just somebody I, you know, hired on care.com. I mean, this is someone that if I was running late from a meeting, he might pick them up at camp and then bring them home for me. I gave him a key to my house. I mean, there was what I felt was a trusted person, and I was completely wrong, unfortunately.
Now, after everything came out, did you hear of any other incidences with him that, you know, maybe before he became a camp counselor?
Not that I'm aware of. No, yeah. There's nothing that I've heard at this point. But to a point that you brought up earlier, you are correct. If our first select woman had said something in December 22 or even January 2023, put something out to the community, I would have at that point removed him from my home. It would have been unfortunate for the first four girls that they already would have gone through those horrific times with him, because those all occurred on town property while he was a park and rec counselor. But at least my child would have been spared. And that's what I've been saying all along. You know, your failure trickled down and look what it did. And the report also shows all the deficiencies that were in the department. She never bothered to even check into the lack of how things were being done properly, that those first four girls were even abused to begin with. So it's a whole lot of neglect on her part.
It's outrageous. It's really outrageous. Yes.
We're really hoping, myself and other residents, that as this unfolds yet again, like today, me being on your show and getting this out for the public to hear, news outlets coming into town, speaking to me and other residents who have been vocal on this whole situation, we're hoping the more word we can get out, it really is going to fuel the fire for people to see that, you know, people do wrong, even the people you put in charge thinking that they're your best option. And there should be a way to have them removed when they make mistakes that affect such a large amount of people.
I remember when the governor took a free hot tub. That was a top story for
right.
a year.
Right.
Like, this is so much more serious. Yeah. How is this not a top story? How is this woman not out of there? How does she still have a key to that top office in town? How is this possible?
Hard to believe.
It's unbelievable.
Yes, I agree.
So there's no impeachment process in the Constitution or whatever it is for Bethany?
Not in the state constitution, no. And someone asked me about it over the weekend, and somebody else answered the question in a group of people talking that even if we don't have a town charter, we're run by ordinances, but even if we had a town charter, like I said, from what I'm charter, understanding, right. there's nothing that the state provides. I'm really hoping that besides this whole situation, you know, bringing to light on, you know, municipal programs need to have better checks and balances and all the things, I'm hoping this can be brought to a state level where they realize something needs to be put in place. There needs to be an opportunity for a town to come together to remove someone if they've done so yeah. much harm.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the people, I mean, maybe not everybody in this town because not everybody voted for her, I'm sure, but I mean, I did. I'm a registered Republican. I supported her huge in 2021. I ran on the ballot with her to get on our Board of Education. And so many years later, it's like a knife in my heart. I mean, she knew he was babysitting for me and didn't even say anything to me. So it's just when you think a bad situation cannot get any worse, the story just unfolds and unravels like a bad onion. It just does.
Man, if this is what I'm hearing, if this is true, she's a really bad person, yeah. like a real bad person.
It needs to go.
Oh.
I guess if you get loud enough and it gets big enough of a story, they'll have to do something.
If I were you, like I feel anger for, like, I'm just so mad yeah. hearing this. If I were you, it was my kid, I would want blood. I mean, not yeah. like yeah. literal blood, but I want her out, but I want her to pay.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I'm suing civilly. I am just going to destroy your life. This is horrible.
Right.
You want her out? You want her to pay? You want her never to be in a position of power again?
That's right.
Because
right.
she clearly correct. Does not know how to use it.
No.
Right.
Correct. It's been a difficult year. But I am fortunate that through my husband's support and support of many friends in town, residents that have now become friends, other people that I know I have the support and the other victims do, that we want what's right for the children as far as justice is served against the defendant. But there is a ton of support to make sure that we can do whatever we can to put the pressure on, as you said, to get her to resign. And this town needs to heal. I mean, it's ironic. It's almost a year to the day that my daughter came to me that this report came out. So the wounds are reopened and they're fresh all over again. And everybody in this town that's hurting, and I would think it's most people, because how can you not hurt over this?
Right.
Everyone needs a chance to find some peace, and we need to start to put the pieces of the puzzle back together and move forward. But her in that office, seeing her face up in front of meetings, still making decisions on town items, it's just not going to happen. She needs to go.
Yeah, it's insulting that she would stay yeah. there and think that she has any right to stay there.
Right.
That just suggests to me there's no regret, you know?
No.
I mean, there's a wow, I'm blown away by this, really literally blown away. When is her term up?
If she does not resign and stays in office, her term is up this year in December of 2025. Our municipality has their elections this November, and the term, I think it's the first week of December, is when the next person would take office. So I really would hope she would do the right thing and get out now. And our other selectmen would have to figure out what to do to put someone in position in the interim, which at this rate would be great because anybody would be better than her practically at the moment.
That's right. No, she can't. She doesn't get that right to have that key to make those decisions. She's got to go.
Correct. I agree 100%. I spoke up at our July Board of Selectmen meeting last year after he had turned himself in. Once he turned himself in and the news outlets picked it up, it was all over our town Facebook pages. But I stood up to say that my child was a victim, and I think anyone that had any hand in knowing should resign. And I've been saying it and fighting it ever since. And I won't stop. I firmly believe that my child should not feel ashamed for what happened to her. That's a stigma on people who have been abused. It's the defendant. It's the wrongdoers that should feel the shame.
That's right.
My child's taking away from this that she's going to be a strong person. She spoke up to me and came to me. She needs to learn to use her voice. And at the moment now, being a minor, she can't when it comes to these broader topics, but I am going to do that for her. I am going to advocate for her, and I'm not going to stop. My voice is going to keep going, and it's going to get louder and louder if necessary.
Good. And we're here to help.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You should run for office.
That would be payback.
Yeah. Take the spot.
I was wondering if it's easier to take legal action when they're not in office. Like, would it be easier to take legal action once she's out of office than when she's in office?
Yeah, that I don't know. I haven't broached that question yet. And although many people have said I should run, I was like, thank you. I appreciate the confidence. But now is unfortunately not the time. I'm going to need to put my daughter and my family first. And who knows what the future brings. But as of right now, making sure that she's doing well, looking for justice when we go to court against the defendant and getting those pieces of the puzzle put together. That's my first item on my agenda.
Mm-hmm. Amy Listinsky from Bethany. Thank you.
Thank you, Chaz and AJ. I appreciate it.
Keep us posted.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.